unrest across Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With reporters, the newly elected British Prime Minister underlined two further measures.
We'll ramp up criminal justice. There have already been hundreds of arrests. Some have appeared in court this morning. I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline.
Earlier on Monday, Starmer held an urgent meeting of the government's Emergency Response Committee, known as COBRA, to develop a response to the far-right violence across Britain, which he describes as mindless thuggery. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Dow drops nearly 860 points, and Japanese stocks suffer the worst crash since 1987 on U.S. economy fears. AP correspondent Damian Troisi reports.
Nearly everything on Wall Street is tumbling Monday as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsens. The S&P 500 fell 2.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2.3%, and the NASDAQ Composite slumped 3.5%. The sell-off is global. Indexes throughout Asia and Europe fell sharply. Japan's Nikkei plunged 12.4%. For its worst day since 1987. A jobs report on Friday in the U.S. came in significantly weaker than expected. That has deepened worries that the Federal Reserve may have kept the brakes on the economy too long with its inflation-fighting high interest rate policy. Damian Troisi, New York.
Myanmar's military regime says it has lost communications with the commanders of a strategically important army headquarters in the northeast. That adds credence to a militia group's claim that it has captured the base. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As tensions between Israel and Iran mount, there are warnings that threats by Turkish President Recep